This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
All right, just 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. This progressive talk on Capricorn FM. Let's talk about let's talk about the pandemic and Metropolitan is an authorized financial services provider with over 120 years of saving and empowering South Africans to easily gain access to financial solutions. Metropolitan, now part of the Momentum Metropolitan Life Limited Group, prides itself in treating its clients with respect and being their clients' financial companion during the good and tough times. So COVID-19 pandemic has created an environment where the risk of tomorrow being uncertain is more relevant than ever. While people may have the necessary funeral policies to honor those who have passed on with a dignified funeral, there has become a growing struggle for South Africans to cover the bare basics of putting food on the table or children through school. This is especially true in the case of a breadwinner's passing, with the common perception that life insurance is an unaffordable nice to have and a hesitancy to discuss matters of death with family members or a professional. Large portion of the population remains underinsured and unplanned for the unexpected. So let's look at these issues here. And we're speaking to Head of Client and Business Solutions at Metropolitan, that is Abulela Ghazi. Good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Good evening, Ngamula, and good evening to your listeners.
Good evening indeed, and of course, these times that we're in, these challenges that we're now facing, it is important for our people to know where they are. How does one start to look and apply for the right life cover?
Thank you for the question, and I think it's such an important question, because as we are talking to our clients, we, you know, their clients are unaware where to begin. I think we think for us, where it begins is with a well-crafted financial plan. Just for your listeners, a financial plan is effectively looking at your specific needs, looking at your requirements, looking at your financial life goals, and then saying, listen, to achieve these financial life goals, these are the sort of financial products that you need. Part of these products are funeral cover, as you mentioned, as part of the introduction, but also life cover. And life cover then is designed specifically to meet your needs. Where you start, where you can get access to a good financial plan is by talking to a reputable financial advisor who can understand your circumstances as an individual, understand your circumstances as a family, and then say, based on these, based on your affordability, this is a type of life cover that that you need. Mm. Imagine that different needs for different people.
Yeah.
So if you consider a single person, they have fundamentally different requirements or needs to a breadwinner, call it, who has family and also children, and therefore the life cover and the financial plan must be structured to meet their needs at that particular time.
Mm. And what are the benefits of having a life cover plan?
Yes. I think that's such an important question, because, you know, there are those benefits that come with a specific plan. So, for example, cover plans come out with cashbacks. There is what you call this immediate needs benefit, which effectively pays out to your dependents should you pass away within 4 hours in Metropolitan. And that money is then used to fund the immediate needs of the family, including providing a dignified funeral for yourself should you need that. But apart from those product features, there are some real benefits around giving you peace of mind that regardless of what happens to you as a breadwinner, as a parent, that your family is looked after. That food will continue to be put on the table. Bills will continue to be paid. Children continue to be educated regardless of what happens to you. There is also an opportunity to start creating a real legacy and start driving real generational wealth. So those are some of the implicit benefits that life cover offer you, apart from the ones that are embedded with the product.
And talking about generating generational wealth, how can having a life cover drive that?
It's a very good question. A couple of points. Firstly, a life cover pays out a lump sum should you, as the person that owns the policy, pass away. Lump sums can be big. And as you can imagine, in South Africa, a lump sum payment, say 1 million rand, can be life-changing to any family. It is this lump sum that can start help the family start creating generational wealth, especially if it is invested in the right way and it is only drawn down to meet specific needs of the family.
Yeah.
But apart from that, apart from the lump sum being paid out, there are knock-on impacts. For example, as I mentioned, children will continue to be educated because now they're covered against this eventuality. And we all know that education is one of the best investments that you can make in your children, because the dividends, what the benefits that the family will experience,
yeah,
will come over time. It's not just immediate. It's the children's children, the children's children who will benefit from such a big lump sum amount. And therefore, you know, there are those, the black and white benefits around the payments, the cash payment being made to the family. But there are the benefits of what can you do to the cash to ensure that your family is protected for years to come.
And in a lot of instances, when breadwinners pass on, children, especially those that are still minors, tend to be left out in the cold regarding their parents' or guardians' financial affairs. Tell us more about minors, how minors and dependents can be protected.
So with life cover policy, when you get the policy, you're asked to nominate people that should get the payout should you pass away. Again, I've mentioned it's a lump sum payout, so a cash payout that is not tax deductible. Should the person that you nominate be a minor, be your child who is below the age of 18 or 21, depending on the rules of the life cover policy, it then means that should you pass away and your child is still a minor, that lump sum will be paid out to a beneficiary fund. This beneficiary fund will pay monthly payments to your child to meet living costs and also to provide for the education that I keep referring to. Once your child comes of age, once your child becomes 18 or 21, depending on the rules of the fund, your child then gets access to the lump sum. And therefore giving you as a parent peace of mind that regardless of what happens, your child will be put at the center of your life cover offering and the benefits that you'll derive from it. And even at that point, we spoke about financial advice right up front. Even at that point, it is critical that even the minor, when they get this good financial advice, not only to provide for their day-to-day living, but also to preserve some of the payouts, some of this cash payouts, preserve it over the long term so that they can benefit from it over the long term.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us. Appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.